Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Bob Uecker is Harry Doyle in the legendary movie Major League. So a few years ago, I had the chance to interview Bob Uecker. I'd wanted to interview him my whole career, and I'd never been able to. I never had a reason. The Brewers politely told me time and time again, Bob's not available. Bob doesn't really do interviews. And I bothered them and bothered them. Finally, on the anniversary of Major League, I got in touch with their PR department, and I asked once again, and I said I wanted to talk about Major League. And they said, oh, Bob loved Major League. We can make that happen. So I showed up to the dugout at American Family Field. They escorted me there. Bob Uecker came in. They told me I only had 10 minutes. And I sat down with him, my little recorder, and it was pretty incredible, and I was pretty nervous. This is part of that interview with Bob Uecker from a few years ago.
Bob, it's been 30 years since Major League. Does it feel like 30 years?
You know what? When I look at myself, it does. But other than that, no, time goes by so fast. And I know I did a little part for that home run derby this year at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And when they were talking about that being 30 years, the 30th anniversary of the film that we did, over at Old County Stadium, as a matter of fact, I found it kind of hard to believe. But then when I think back to, it was 1989, you know, here we are in the year 2019. Yeah, time goes by, man. You can't stop it. That's one thing you can't stop.
What are some of your favorite memories or thoughts when you think back to the taping and the making of the movie?
Well, it was something that David Ward and Chris Chesser, who were the producer, director, writer, they gave me the opportunity to kind of do what I wanted, you know, to look at the script. They had a lot of funny stuff in there that they wrote, but they gave me the freedom to look down on the floor. I had the script down on the floor next to me. I'd look down every once in a while, see what the scene was, and then go on and do the same thing I do here, you know, with the ball club. We went to Cleveland to do a game, interleague, playing interleague, and they had a Harry Doyle night at the stadium. And so I had to throw out the first pitch. It was jammed up, and I had to tell the catcher, you know, I got to throw it outside. You know, you know where it's going, just so you know. And he said, I'm ready for it. So that's exactly what I did. I threw it way outside, and he made a nice catch on it, and everybody liked it. It was fun.
When you recorded and ad-libbed some of those famous lines, those classic lines, did you know immediately they were gold, they were funny?
The one where he threw that pitch so bad, that just came automatic. I mean, it was, and when Pedro Serrano, I mean, they hit the ball over his head out in left field, and the Shaquille O'Neal thing, that, I mean, it just came to me. I mean, like nothing. I mean, I know Shaq, I've been around him a couple of times. So to do all that stuff, and again, without ripping players. I've never ripped a player. I don't care who he is. I've never ripped a player in my life. But in that movie, I'm, of course, you see the movie, but I'm actually on radio in the movie, right? So nobody can see me. So I can say what I want. I'm in the studio. That's the reaction that I had from all of the stuff that I did. You know, you have to remember you're on radio. They're not seeing what you're doing. They are in the movie, but actually you're a radio guy. Harry Doyle was a radio guy. And the guy they had working with me, Monty, he was perfect. You know, I mean, he said absolutely nothing.
And he didn't have to say much.
No, he didn't have to say anything. No, he was great. Monty was great. He's a Chicago comedian outside of his regular job, and he's still there. I see him once in a while. We go down to Chicago. But he was perfect. You know, I mean, it was absolutely easy. And again, it's nothing that I don't do here in the booth during games where either if the Brewers are losing bad or we're beating somebody bad. And not to make fun of players. I just, you know, try to have a good time and have people enjoy the broadcast. That's all I try to do.
I want to ask you about one line in the movie. You say he leads the league in most offensive categories, including
Pete Vukovic.
No,
I used to tell him that in the clubhouse.
So what line? Yeah. Tell me that story about that line.
I used to tell him that in the clubhouse anyway. Pete and I are great friends. We still are. But when I see him, that was the first thought that came to my mind. When he sneezes, he looks like a party favor. His nose hairs were so long. Yeah, it was nothing out of the norm. Pete and I are great friends. We used to get on each other all the time in the clubhouse. I mean, the thing here when I was here for all that time, John, I've been here a long, long time. I threw batting practice every day too, so I was on the field with these guys every single day, and the friendships that I've made have lasted. But with Vuk, that was the first thing that came to my mind when they wanted me to say something about Pete Vukovic, and in the film, in the movie, had to be that. It just had to be.
How special is it, Uke, to have spent 50 plus years with the same club?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I'm got a great fan base here in Milwaukee. ownership, Bud Selig first, and now Mark Attanasio. And, you know, I know we all move on. I don't know how long it's going to be, but this overall as a player and broadcaster now, this is 65 years in the game, and I'm still having a good time. I do. I enjoy being around the team, the players. They still treat me like I'm one of the guys. So.
They think you're cool. They like being with you when you talk to them.
It's fun. No, we have a good time. And I'm still able to do the other shows and stuff. I mean, all the things that I've done, John, baseball is still number one. You know, I mean, the Belvedere stuff and the movies and the Tonight Show, all that stuff. I always wanted to come back here. The baseball is always number one.
Is it tough to be away from the team basically half the year now?
You know what? I'm getting used to it, but I still don't enjoy it. You know, because, you know, my whole life has been on the road with the team during the season. But I understand, and we have two good guys here that sit in, Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle, do an outstanding job. So I have no problems with that. I'm going to go on the trip to Arizona. It's 4 days, and I come back again because I still have friends. You know, I made a lot of friendships around the baseball world through all of these years. So, I still go once in a while. I go to St. Louis, maybe Pittsburgh. A lot of places I don't go because there's still a lot of people living who saw me play. And I don't want to go back and take a chance.
This city adores you. This city, this state adores you. Tell us you're going to do this for quite a while longer.
Well, I'm going to keep going as long as I can. And I'm not going to embarrass myself, I can tell you that, or embarrass the team. I would never do that. There'll be a time when I'll know. And again, who are we without people, without fans? And I remember everything that's ever happened to me here. You know, having been born and raised here and played with the Braves, I was, a lot of people don't know that I was the first native Milwaukeean ever to play for the Braves. Wow. And also the first native Milwaukeean to be sent to the minor leagues by the Braves. So that's an honor, too. So, you know, all that stuff works.
Hey, thank you so much for spending some time.
Oh, man, that ain't no big deal.
You're
thank you.
A treasure to our city.
I appreciate it. Thank you, pal.
Hey, so I told you at the beginning I was very nervous, more nervous than when I've interviewed presidents. And I told you I had only 10 minutes, so I was very, very nervous. I wrapped it up in 10 minutes, and I got done, and I put my stuff together, and I shook his hand. I said, thank you very much, and I was trying to back away and give him his space and his time. And someone had told him, or he had done his research, and he knew I lived in Menominee Falls. And he said, tell me about Menominee Falls. I understand you're a Menominee Falls guy. And I said, I am. I raised my kids there. They went to high school there. He said, what part of Menominee Falls? I told him where I live, and I was trying to get out of his way. And finally he said, settle down. Let's just sit and talk for a minute, young man. Aww. How do you like Menominee Falls High School? And he was the nicest guy, and I relaxed, and we had a conversation for another 10 minutes, just me and him, not the recorder on. He just was nice, and I wanted to ask him 1,000 questions, and I found he was asking me a lot of questions. He was just engaged and interested, and it was really, really special.
I love that.
It is 3:43 at WTMJ. A guy who knows him really well is Bill Schroeder, Brewers broadcaster. He's with us up next.